Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Up in the back of Cranes Beach, up in Ipswich, right, there's a dead whale that was buried years ago, but it doesn't decompose.
It doesn't decompose?
No, not really. It smells like shit.
It's like a whopper? It just stays like...
Yeah, it's just like it doesn't decompose, like the skin's there and shit.
I don't understand.
It's just like... It's been dead for like years and years. But I think once they die and get covered by sand, it's just kind of...
Oh, he's preserved in the fucking sand?
Yeah, smells like shit.
Isn't there something in the blubber, too?
Maybe. He's got thick skin.
How come in the fucking movies when they dig up the old Wild West casket, it's all fucking bones in there?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And not a speck of flesh remains.
Like, what did they do with the oil from it? Like, isn't that like a big Alaskan thing?
Heating oil or something?
Yeah, they used to light fucking lamps with it.
Fucking whale oil?
So, like, oil and whale blubber?
Do you know, was it Nantucket was the richest place in the entire world at one time?
Really?
For the amount of whales they processed.
Yeah.
The oil was exported out. Can you fucking imagine men went out in boats and harpooned fucking whales and there was that many of them to produce that much oil? Then oil came out of the ground, and then it was over.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck.
Probably running out of wheels at that point, anyways.
Industry came to a fucking halt.
Yeah, so this big humpback got found 50 feet into the woods in the Amazon, and people are freaking out.
I don't think it's that freaky, you. It's only 50 feet from the ocean.
It was like 50 miles in there,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look at how big that fucking thing
is. It's a big bastard, isn't
it? Could have been moved.
I mean...
Some bunch of weirdos are...
Yeah, I don't think it flew through the air. I don't think it was dropped from a fucking spaceship.
I think a wave brought it in, right?
Wasn't there a river 50 feet from the fucking ocean?
Yeah. A lot of possibilities.
You know what I mean? I wasn't too... I go,
those things are so fucking big and they're so fucking heavy. It's like...
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems fucking crazy. It seems like something just like fucking placed it there.
Which could be. In this day and age, you can't rule anything out.
I remember one time I was on a road trip and I saw in the middle of the fucking road, like 2-lane highway, this fucking 25-pound fish just fucking flapping in the middle of the road. And I thought fucking I was having an acid flashback or something.
Jesus Christ.
And fucking looked up and there was a fucking like an eagle or like a bird or something that dropped it.
Okay.
In the middle of the fucking road. Yeah. I was like, holy shit.
Wow.
Jeez.
Amazon. But what kind of a fucking bird's fucking dumping whales fucking?
No.
You ever go whale watching?
Yes.
Yeah, I did it.
I think
my thing is like the whales are huge, right? What if the size of fucking ram the fucking boat?
Could happen like Moby Dick.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. But they get pretty close though. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, I wanted my son to come with me. He doesn't want to go. And he goes like this, well, if it was on a lake, I went, son, whales don't go on the lake.
Yeah.
But they actually, from their fins, they have them all named and identified.
Yeah.
Right, so, they tag them.
Yeah. It's like a fingerprint, you know?
It's fucking weird how a whale can make a sound underwater. His counterpart can hear it in fucking Japan.
You know, I drove up to friggin' Newburyport or wherever it was, got on a whale watch, and fucking the boat went right to my... Right down the street from my house.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? What did you do this for? Should have went out myself.
Did you go by yourself on the
whale
watch?
No, I was with a broad.
Always go on a whale watch by yourself. So you ever go see that guy over there?
He's a wacko.
He's got no one to go on the whale watch with him.
He must be training to be a marine biologist. Yes.
He's all alone. That's what you tell people.
He's going to shoot people.
Yeah, I'm a salesman. I'm out of town. I'm staying at the hotel. And I don't want to sit in the room by myself. They go, take it easy, pal. We're not asking. Well, that's just in case you were wondering why I'm standing here alone. I figured I'd tell you that. I do have friends, by the way.
How about when, like, a friend will try to set you up with someone and fucking, you know, their big selling point will be like, oh, he's alone. He just can't be alone.
Oh, well,
yeah, he's alone. He's been alone too long.
Like a broad.
Give him a handy.
There's a lot, you know, of like wolves
the,
out there.
The pity fucking matchup.
Well, everyone likes being single now, I guess, from what I hear.
Yeah. Marriage is way off.
The younger generation.
They're not having kids, they're not getting married.
But not even being in relationships.
No. Yeah. They're living at home with mommy and daddy until they're fucking 60. They say even alcohol consumption's way down. Really? Young people don't even drink that. All this stuff. You go, what the fuck have you already doing?
Because everyone's on the pot.
Weed's fucking legal now.
Everyone's on the pot. Everyone's fucking smoking. It's crazy. Marijuana fucking fever. It was so fucking shunned upon.
Oh.
And fucking now everybody's doing it at all times in one way, shape, or form. Either you have the soccer mom that's fucking vaping before the kid gets in the car, or you have the guy that's fucking the dental assistant or whatever that's eating gummies all day. Fucking everybody's fucking doing it.
When I had the colonoscopy pre-screen on the phone, the lady's asking me what I take. And I'm telling her, I go, should any recreational drugs? I go, yeah, I take gummies, but I haven't taken one lately. And she giggles. She goes, oh, they're very popular. So that tells me.
It's accepted.
Yeah.
Everybody's taking them.
Yeah.
You don't take them, though.
No, I don't want to smile. I don't want to be happy.
You won't be happy. You'll just be like internal.
So you used to have a little cartridge of them with you before.
Gummies. Oh, the gummies. Yeah.
No, I have it. Yeah, you don't do
it. I take one in the car. I took one.
Oh, yeah? Make you happy?
No.
No. Relax you?
You relax, yeah, yes. I wouldn't say you're a little happy, but you could fall into a deep depression at any moment.
Oh, from those?
Yeah. It kind of
make you fucking think.
You start thinking stuff? Too much. Yeah. You're thinking of all the wrong turns that were made.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you dwell on it, and then you want to leap out of a fucking moving vehicle.
And kill somebody.
But it is relaxing.
Maybe the guy, maybe the engineer who shot his whole family should have took some
you
gummies.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
No. I mean, if you got to kill yourself, that's one thing.
Yeah, who cares?
But to take out the whole family.
Yeah, no shit.
I mean, if you get to that point, get help, man.
Fucking idiot. Yeah. This happens all the time.
Yeah.
Go on the Daily Mail and you'll see
all you see is murder-suicide.
Yeah,
murder. Where's all his family?
Yeah, that's a weird scene, man. It happens all the time.
And you had the one a couple of weeks ago where we were talking about the guy that fucking plugged himself after he fucking won the lottery. It's like this guy basically, he was like fucking in the tech field. He just bought a $2.1 million fucking house and fucking out of nowhere whacked the wife in fucking twinsies.
Yeah, it's weird. I just can't imagine what the fuck would drive a man to that, huh?
Mental illness.
Especially.
Call BetterHelp.
Right. But here's the thing. You don't really know how they were day-to-day prior.
Mm-hmm.
Santa, like the sister-in-law, goes, he was always an asshole and a nut job. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe there were signs. But they go, no. Normal, great, nice, big job, a lot of money. What drives a man to
stop? You don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
That's true.
Although they say there was no outwardly bad behavior from the people. But you don't know what went on in the house.
Yeah, no, that's true. So, and then some neighbor always says, this kind of stuff doesn't really happen around here.
Oh, yeah.
You go, okay, that's enough from you. You can go back in the fucking house.
Yeah, I know. Where's it happen?
Say, we don't need any more words of wisdom from you.
Everywhere.
Right, no shit,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fucked up shit going on.
If I go to Amherst and I fucking off somebody, they'll go, wow, it hasn't been a murder in 100 years. Well, now there is one.
Yeah. What just happened?
Yeah, so-and-so. I mean, as fucked up as we are, at least, say, Denny took out his family.
Mm.
We're not that bad, man.
No.
No.
You're a long way to spiral.
I'd just take myself out if I had to. But I would seek help first.
I would like to see if you do it, to jump in front of a fucking train.
That's the way to go.
Not
I
a
think.
Subway train either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Like a freight train.
Like an Amtrak.
Or maybe the Acela. Nice.
Yeah, going like 180.
Oh.
Yeah, you do it when you know the express train's coming, so it's not going to stop through the fucking, it's just going to roll
right
straight through.
You're vaporized.
Our buddy, the conductor, has been on a couple of trains that hit people.
Really?
So it's not not a pretty sight.
There must be like an train? Explosion, like a fucking video game.
Yeah, you vaporized him at full speed. If I was coming back from New York and somebody got hit by a train and we had to stop for like a 6-hour investigation, I'd be bullshit.
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah, scrape the fucking intestines out of the
There's no reason to be hit by a train. I mean, if you commit suicide, that's one thing. But people that accidentally get hit by a train.
It's stupid. You ever see some of the things on the internet that says, watch what happens next? It's like three girls waving, it's a train coming behind.
What the fuck? Right. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
One of the best ways to fucking get killed by a train, I'd imagine, is if you were in some sort of high-speed fucking chase and fucking the thing starts going down and you think you can make it, but, you know, something happens, you hit a patch of fucking oil, and then you get whacked by the fucking train in the crossing.
How about the old Charlie Chaplin movies? They used to tie the girl to the train tracks.
That's right.
And you try to get her loose in the train's
coming. That was a big one, right, in the movies.
Yeah.
How the fuck?
How do they time that?
Yeah, no shit.
It's like.
Yeah. That was in fucking 100 movies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was like you missed them by this much.
Yeah. Would you tie someone to the train tracks?
Yeah, back in those days, the train runs like every 4 days.
Yeah. We're going to take you out and tie you to the train tracks. Oh, no. That's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing, is because, like, all of those fucking, like, bad movies, like, back in the day, you automatically assume, like, they have it timed out, that they're just going to tie the person to the fucking train, and then the thing's going to come in fucking 30 seconds and kill them. It's like the trains weren't fucking running, so they probably tied the bitch to the fucking tracks, and she's laid there for 10 hours to eventually succumb to the
train.
They
had to have an engineer figure out the speed and how much time you need to get off there. You know,
yeah. Even if we slam the brakes on now, it'll take us 5 miles to stop.
That was no trick photography back then.
Oh yeah,
like 1910 or whatever.
Yeah,
they got some fucking asshole in the back shoveling coal into the fucking furnace,
sweating his balls off with rolled up sleeves and muscular forearms.
Shoveling coal on a moving train must be fucking horseshit.
Can you imagine you're laying there tied to the tracks and you hear the fucking train whistle going and you go, oh, fuck, it's moments away from me being run over.
I know.
You probably feel the rumble from the fucking steel. Oh, yeah. You feel the vibrations.
We used to put pennies on the track over here.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. That was fun.
We used to play chicken.
Right.
Do you ever do that?
With the pennies.
Yeah. But you ever play chicken?
Like stand in front of the tracks? We probably did.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
We used to throw rocks and batteries at the fucking trains all the time.
The guy hanging out, the conductor, the old fucking hang up move with a special cap on that was stupid. Say, okay, it's a conductor cap. Why is it going to be a different kind of cap? Why can't it just be a cap?
He's a maestro.
Wasn't it like a dumb looking cap?
I don't know what it is.
It was a weird looking cap.
Whenever you see a guy doing that move, like you were saying, I wish that like he's not paying attention and he gets decapitated by a train.
It's a pole. It's probably happened.
Must have happened.
Like he's just trying to do the howdy neighbor fucking thing and wave out of the door and he gets fucking pummeled by a fucking train.
How about when they used to
not
stop the train and pick up and drop off the mail?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Right. They used to fucking rope the fucking hook.
Fucking rope-a-dope. That's right. They hooked the fucking sack of mail. If there was a mishap, I guess you wouldn't get your fucking letter. If it wasn't a good hook.
It would always spin around like 10 times.
Unreal.
You a race faker?
Yeah, how about isn't that weird, being a race faker?
Like, I tell everybody I'm Greek, not Italian.
Right.
Well, I don't know. John has the Asian tattoos, so he might be.
I do. I identify as Asian now. Yeah, I guess we're talking about Rachel Dolezal, the disgraced NAACP president. Rachel Dolezal are now raking in thousands a month as an OnlyFans model. Wow. Teaching elementary school in Arizona, be a man. What the fuck is that all about?
No, I don't get. Now, she was married to a black guy.
Yeah.
Right? I know a little bit about the story.
She said he wasn't black enough for her.
Yeah. she wasn't black at all.
Oh, yeah.
So why'd she do it?
I don't know.
Fucking benefits or something?
I think she's just a nut job.
To better her political career? Is that what it was?
What's the agenda there?
I think her agenda was she sincerely wanted to, she wanted to be black.
Yeah.
You ever see what she looked like?
She looks it a little bit.
Now?
Yeah.
Do you see the original version?
No.
Oh, my God. She's as white as a fucking person could be. She's white with freckles. Whiter than fucking Whitey Whiteman.
That's like Evander Holyfield's trainer, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was black, but looked white.
Almost like an albino. That's how white she was.
Yeah.
Then
she
became a touch black, but she seems really committed to wanting to be black.
And the voice got blacker over the years, too.
Right.
It definitely did, because I watched the documentary solely on the title of it. It was called The Rachel Divide. And I was like, this has got to be good.
What a nut job. I mean, she must be, she has three sons.
Yeah. Mm.
She must be insufferable.
She seems insufferable.
Oh, my God.
She get in trouble for that?
Yeah, she had to step down from that. Yeah, right?
from the NAACP.
Yeah,
right?
But she blamed the other people, said she was fucking shamed and this and that. And she really believed she did nothing wrong.
Did they seek restitution, the NAACP, because they were paying her and stuff, right?
I don't know what the fuck they did with her. You know?
It's crazy.
So now, fucking, like, every broad with their back against the wall, she's got a fucking OnlyFans.
I know. They insinuated that it's just this and that, but also it could be this and that. I don't know the way I read that. I mean, who would buy it? She only gets $12.
It's an OnlyFans. Everything's open to the fucking negotiation.
$12, I hit. That's low. We should fucking put the company funds and check it out.
Yeah, it's for research.
You think she go, hey, everybody, I'm making sure I'm black in the hood.
Yeah, and then she fucking squats on a 2-liter bottle.
While the three sons are crying in the background. Quiet! Mommy's working! Giving black women a bad name, that chick.
But, I mean, I'm sure, like, that's a dicey client base. Who do you think is going to be the people that are paying to see her fucking, like, on an OnlyFans?
Are they people
that are racist, or are they,
probably
like...
people who know the story that are, like, fucking curious or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Want to see the crazy white bride who thinks she's black on OnlyFans doing a sexual act?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's who looks at her, right? I mean, why would you?
I'm sure if you did like something like fucking like, oh, Pelosi has an OnlyFans,
she'd be huge hit.
You pay fucking $10 to see her tits,
right.
I'd pay it just
everybody
to see
would.
Them.
Yeah.
Just
a rack and a half for an old broad.
82-year-old tits.
Huge tits.
Yeah.
But you know what's weird? How does this broad still remain an elementary school teacher? I thought you'd get shit canned once you get the word out.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
she's playing the system a lot of ways too, right?
Yeah,
a lot of benefits, and
then a lot of the woke libs, they don't want
to. They get her back, and they don't want to like throw her to the wolves.
They accept everything. Well, I mean, that's she thinks she's black. We go along with it.
Yeah,
and she got away with it.
She's not hurting anybody.
So she got away with it. Got away with it. Got away with it. And then next thing you know.
A part of the, it's okay if you identify with something that you're not.
That's right.
The crowd.
That's what she said. She goes, I identify as black.
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Be a man. Experience!
A lot of fucking nut jobs out there.
That's a good way to put it, be a man.
Just like stalkers.
Stalker. What do you got about a stalker?
So did you guys happen to watch this one? Because I did.
I'm going to.
And it's a rollicking fucking adventure.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
I mean, every single fucking aspect of this... Like, stalker times 1,000. So he's a regular guy. He moves to Nebraska, just got fucking divorced with his wife, and moves to where she's moving so he can still be around for the kids. Goes on fucking plenty of fish, finds this broad, has an okay kind of fling with her for like about a month or something, and said, you know, I'm just kind of keeping my options open and nothing serious. So he ended up boinking someone. He was a mechanic that came in for an oil change and was boinking her for 2 weeks. And then there was one day where the old broad came because she had to get like a jacket. and she sized up the fucking broad. I don't want to give too much away, but I kind of have to. But no, you'll okay. still have to watch it yeah. just to get the full story of it. So he starts getting threatening messages from the girl that he was dating for 2 weeks. And they're crazy, like, detailed, like, taking videos of him, taking videos of his kids playing at the fucking playground, like, saying that she's going to kill him and his fucking ex-broad and his kids. Jesus. And then fucking, and then start saying that she's going to go after the whore that came the night that she was there, as in the first broad. So, allegedly, the first broad gets shot. She gets fucking kidnapped. Her house gets fucking burnt down to the fucking ground. Long story short, that day when they met at his house, the first broad killed the second broad, kidnapped her and killed her, and stole her identity and made it look like she was the psychopath that was fucking to push them to get back together.
Diabolical yeah. fucking plan.
Twisted fucking people out there.
Hey, I'm going to watch this when I read that. I go, I'm watching it tonight.
It's fucking good. And then, like, fucking years later, he moves to another place and he goes on a different fucking dating site and fucking ends up talking to this broad for a couple of days, and then fucking out of nowhere she's like, it's me, I'm back. It's like she found him again and fucking
wow, wacko, huh?
Holy shit, like that must dealing with that, like yeah. you felt so bad for this poor prick that was just a blue collar guy that was trying to stick around for his kids and got fucking caught
Can
up
you
with
imagine
some local crazy.
When you're scrolling down those articles, like in the Daily Mail,
oh yeah,
and you saw the first one, the one that was murdered, and you don't know who it is yet,
mm-hmm.
you go, oh, she doesn't look too bad. And you keep thumbing, and you see the Mendel one, you go, oh, that's the one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unmistakable. Yeah. When you see the face, go, oh, right, she looks like a fucking lunatic.
Oh, yeah.
I know which one it is now.
And that's one of the documentaries where they yeah. don't really show her face and until the end, and then they start showing the fucking close-ups, and you're like, whoa, I can see the crazy now.
Never stalk someone online. Do it in person. Right. Be a man.
Oh, yeah, it was all through fucking texts and man. Fucking burner phones.
Jesus.
And
my wife used to say, loony people usually look loony.
Yeah.
And that chick did look fucking in the pictures like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's why they didn't show the fucking pictures until the end of it. Because if you saw the pictures at the beginning, you'd be like, all right, this crazy bitch fucking did it.
If you get an idea that those eyes are like that, you got to fucking book it right out the door. You go, I want to get piped, but not this bad. I'm out of here.
Yeah. If there's wandering eyes, like one is doing its own independent thing, that's cause for concern.
Eyes will tell you everything you need to know in this case. Lady. Thank you.
Did you guys hear about this new laser beam that is allegedly safe
I heard of it and then read up a little on it.
Yeah, so it's
good stuff. I want to get it.
Yeah.
So it's a laser that you sit in front of it and it basically melts the wrinkles off of your face. Fuck. Is that what it
what
does?
About, yeah. What about off your penis?
What if you have fucking like bad wrinkly balls?
Yeah.
You can rejuvenate your scrotum.
All balls have wrinkles.
Right.
When
you're blonde. Well, the make it nice and smooth like a fucking like a golf ball. I mean a
well, not now. My ball skin is almost like kind of like bad chicken skin, like the fucking bottom of like a prehistoric riverbed, like just kind of this texture,
fossilized.
Yeah,
I know, ancient ruins. Well, the broads are going in for vaginal rejuvenation. Why can't a man go in and have his scrotal rejuvenation?
Yeah, I think they do shit like that, right?
Yeah,
they do plastic surgery.
Why don't you do it with like a hidden camera? Go to a plastic surgeon, like a woman, and go, I'm going with a younger woman. I'd like to have my scrotum have a better appearance for her sake.
Give me a dick lift.
And go, show it to you and tell me what you can do. Here. And so show it to her.
It's like a facelift for your coin purse.
Yeah.
You want a lift, right? You want it up tight.
Yeah. You want it up tight. Nice.
But these devices here, they're all over the place.
You get the fupa when you get older.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Happens.
But this device here, if it's reasonably priced, I can see myself sitting there going like this here.
They have the, just the cream works.
You think the cream works?
Nowadays they have cream that works, so this is,
the next
enhances
step.
It.
Yeah. What I would do is I'd apply the cream, then use the fucking wand for double benefit.
Do we know how much this costs, Hans?
I don't. I can look it
no,
up.
No, I mean, it's got to be a couple $100, probably
yeah,
worth it.
Yeah, it's like...
Oh, maybe more.
Yeah.
Even those red light therapies they advertise, some of them you'll see for $200, and some of them you'll scroll down. What's the price? $2,000. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's like a little thing like this, right? You just
so
yeah,
can you feel the really. Laser beam like actually burning the? Is it?
No,
is
I don't.
It,
I don't think you actually feel it because I know I've had laser yeah, done on my teeth it. And yeah. stuff. It's just it's like a warmth, maybe.
Well, I yeah. had laser like the laser surgery in the eye,
yeah.
and that was horrific melting pain. Like it really? Was like it was.
Oh, you were awake for it?
Yeah, and fucking well, they had to because they had to reattach the fucking retina. Oh, and the whole yeah, time, yeah. like you have to fucking look dead straight forward, and
right.
fucking they're like, "Don't move your eye." You're like, know, yeah, I... yeah, it's like burning. So, oh, really?
Say that, you fucking Marty Feldman.
Like, and they're like, basically, they tell you that if you move your eye while the
blind.
Thing's blasting you, you could be blind. So the stress and the horror,
oh.
like fucking, I was just like, yeah,
it's pain. Too?
Yeah, it's fucking
really pain. Yeah,
it just like a hot needle, just like jabbing you in the
man.
Center of your fucking retina.
Imagine people doing that kind of shit.
It's fucking crazy.
I had the LASIK surgery, you know, years ago.
Yeah,
the guy said, "Don't move your eyeballs." On, huh? You're like, yeah.
All fucking did that hurt?
No.
Yeah.
That was so fast; it was mind blowing. Fucking, yeah. I go. That's it. He goes, I don't believe it. Boom, you're blind for the rest of the day. Oh, shady, hazy.
Wear a patch.
You wear the fucking big sunglasses with the side.
Oh, yeah.
With the side panel.
Yeah.
No light coming in.
I drove home fucking after that. Fucking, it was like, I had to go three times.
Jesus.
I drove home after like a fucking maniac. And it was like, they were bright days.
Oh, yeah.
They were bright days. It was like in the dead of fucking summer.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, you get your eye test. They come up with the dilated pupils. You're like this.
Yeah, there's a separate waiting room for people that just got their eyes dilated. Yeah. So you're just sitting there in a room full of people that can barely see.
And I used to drive home with the dilated pupils going like this. No visor, no sunglasses can help you when you're in that state. You're fucked.
No. When you're in that state. Yeah, it's the worst fucking vision problems.
You see
stuff.
Orange, right?
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah. And then it's just gone.
That's the globe.
Hour or whatever.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, it's finally gone. I can see again. And you go, what am I going to complain about next?
Yeah.
Be a man. Experience!
This is twisted.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Fuming Airbnb host attempted to extort guest who left a bad review by threatening to email his wife with a security cam photo of him with another broad.
And she did send it.
She did.
By accident, supposedly, right?
The old accident routine. You believe her, be a man?
No.
You don't believe
her. Diabolical. Are you, like, renting your place?
Yeah, because so far we've had nothing but outstanding renters.
Yeah.
I haven't had any issues. If I did,
I'd be afraid.
Do you have secret cameras?
No, but I'm going to.
That's what happened here. It's like, and a lot of people are cautious of it when they go into like these Airbnbs.
Yeah,
like they'll go out of their way to, you know,
right.
That alarm clock looks funny, like fucking, because a lot of people do it.
Yeah,
That's the absolute most horror story fucking scenario that can fucking come out of that.
Does it have to be or should it be disclosed that this camera's
I don't know what the rule is. I mean,
maybe it's in the fucking fine print. You're just signing it.
Do you approve of that person doing that to get their money?
No.
How do you think they should have extracted their money if the guy didn't want to pay? Let it go, take it another way.
Yeah,
or what?
It seems like she took it to the next level.
I would think
she'd be liable for stuff.
It'll probably come back on her. The guy sued her. Right? For damages.
What's going on in the marriage? She's still with him, but probably went through a lot of strife.
Yeah. Well, we can do the classic, like I told you before. Looks like me, but that's not me.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
says what? That ain't me.
She had to come in and use the bathroom, that's all.
But I mean, if you're getting piped by someone like financially and fucking you have the ammunition, definitely fucking use it.
But is that legal what she did?
I have a feeling it's going to be extortion or something like that.
Yeah,
I think so.
I mean, it's going to be.
In this society especially, it'll come back on her, right? Don't you think?
But you
I think so.
Yeah, I do.
You got to fucking give the kudos to the fucking host, though, for having the fucking balls to be like, fucking, no, we're not handling this fucking through the Airbnb app.
I think she fucked herself, though.
Yeah, I think so. She should have
done it differently. Was that down in Tennessee or something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was Tennessee.
She should have waited and done it. You know what I mean? And just drop it anonymously. Just say, okay, I'm going to send this to the wife. And that's it. Just kind of like float it out there, ruin the guy. I know you ruined him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then just fucking float away.
But I mean, I think that if you're getting fucking hosed financially, all bets are off to get your fucking money back. If you have, if somebody's going to fucking hose you, you got to fucking do it. Like,
but I think nowadays she's going to end up, she ends up hosing herself.
Yeah, she's fucked.
You know?
Could cripple the Airbnb business for her. He himself is an Airbnb guy, right? He owned his own Airbnb.
Oh, yeah,
this guy. But he was a defiant bastard. I'm not paying. She said, you
no brotherhood
the rules.
Yeah. And that's what happens. Once you fucking get outside of that fucking contract, all bets are off.
Jesus.
But I saw recently, it was this guy that was a wedding photographer. I totally condone this fucking move because I know, because I was kind of like in the industry. I DJ'd weddings and stuff. He was hungry, asked for a plate, was denied a plate. And he said, all right, fuck you, and deleted all the photos on his fucking camera and walked off. Like, that's, I fucking give
that's
so much. Like, that's a cool fucking
move.
That move.
Usually you feed the DJ and the photographer and everybody.
So they don't want to give the guy a meal?
They didn't want to give him a fucking meal. Oh. He's there for fucking 8 hours, like, fucking doing photo shoots, and you can't feed the fucking guy?
That's part of the deal. You feed him.
Yeah.
I never heard of that's fucking horrible.
And it's like, as the DJ, I would usually eat before because, like, they do, like, try to serve you the dish while you're DJing. But I would appreciate it. You know, I'd appreciate the thank you for offering me a plate. I'm all set. If you flat out ask someone for food and they deny you,
that's bad.
I'd be like, I'm fucking.
The photographer could have fucked himself. Probably getting sued by the bride and groom.
There you go.
Right? It was my pitch.
Probably.
Yeah, because in the long run, he'll lose.
Yeah. It wasn't, I mean, did the bride and groom deny him, or was it the parents who were paying, or the function hall?
A miser.
Yeah, a miser.
Some filthy, dirty fucking miser said, no, you can't have food.
Hotline.
Be a man hotline.
Yes, 24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
All right, Be a Man Hotline. We have an epic story from Dallas. I'm not going to preface it. This one's a little longer, so we're just going to have to delve into it and break apart all the details.
Hey, Be a Man. I worked at an Italian restaurant, and the owners let you eat as much as you wanted. The owners were four brothers that only hired waitresses that had big tits and a nice ass. So many broads were in and out of that place because once all four brothers went through them, they were done with you. This one night, this new broad was hired and she was wearing another restaurant shirt as she just came from her first job. Apparently, the board had to get two jobs because her and her boyfriend just moved to town. But unfortunately, just a couple weeks after they moved, he fell asleep at the wheel and drove right into a tree. Everyone felt bad for this new broad, as did I, being that I just also lost someone. She was a nice girl, young, about 27 years old, really big tits and even bigger ass. But no one wanted to try and take a pounce on that ass based on her circumstances. One night after a busy summer shift, a couple of the kitchen crew decided to go out and drink and invite this new broad. I went sometimes based on not having a car. I would DD the drunk kitchen crew home and pick them up the next day. This night was different, though. They all got hammered right away, and it was just me and this new broad shooting the shit. And once we started drinking, the friendly touching started, and then it turned into, what are you doing after this? We made a quick plan to hang out at another location after I dropped off three of my co-workers, which I thought was okay. Based on both of our situations, I didn't think much of it. I didn't give a fuck, and I went straight for the kill. We fucked like animals all night, and a bit of early morning, to the point the loads just turned into dust. I kept this a secret based on me being 11 years younger, and a minor. It was in my best interest to not fuck this up. Every Friday night for about 2 months, she would get us a shitty motel room to just fuck all night and act like nothing happened at work. One day we had scheduled to meet up after work, but for some reason she didn't show up. Tried reaching out, but didn't hear anything. A week goes by, and I ask one of the owners of the restaurant where the broad is. He looks at me and laughs. She got arrested for credit card fraud and a bunch of other shit. In that moment, I didn't know what to do. And then the online articles came up. This broad was arrested for stealing credit cards and credit card information from people at restaurants she worked at. She even used the dead boyfriend's credit card, which was the reason the police were able to track her. I never heard from her again. One of the best pieces of ass I ever had in my life. Moral of the story. Fuck a crazy broad that steals credit cards. Be a man. Yeah.
Nothing like a good vulnerable broad.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
That's always good when you can have the fucking resident slice, that like the consistent pounding. And then it's like the universe took something away from you.
That's right. It was too good to be true.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I knew a broad like that. I didn't have any activities with her, but it's the one who dove out the fucking window, the 35th floor of the MGM Grand in Vegas. She was stealing money under the guise of raising money for a TV network.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the Vegas Channel.
Mm.
And fast forward a few years, I read they dove out the fucking window after stealing $200,000 from people.
She got caught.
Oh, man.
They were closing in. Supposedly, yeah. The cops were, for real, entering
They're
the room.
Coming in.
It was on the Daily Mail. That's how fucking huge it was.
Oh, that's how you know it's real.
I know that we got tipped off, like when I used to book that from the office that they were raiding places. And the head guy calls you, like, get the fuck out of there. They're coming in. They're coming in.
Raid. Raid.
Me and my buddy always talk about that, the call we got. They're coming in.
You got to be prepared. There's got to be a protocol for when they're at the door. You know what I mean? What the fuck? What's the move? But that guy there, that's too bad, man. A nice thing going on, and she had to be a dirty varmint.
Yeah, a fucking stupid asshole. And fucking, dude, credit card stuff, it's so easy in your fucking mind, but nobody gets away with it.
Nah.
Yeah, it's like...
Nothing big. Little stuff you can get away
with. It's short-lived, especially nowadays. How can you can't get away with that shit. No. People still cash bad checks.
I know, right? That whole nowadays thing. With all the technology,
right.
you can't do anything anymore.
You can't get away with shit.
They can, they'll zoom in and they'll look at you doing the transaction with the fake credit card.
I used to do bad fucking checks all the time. I love that racket.
It's a good racket.
Be a man. Experience!
Well, I reckon we learned a few important lessons today. Never trust a broad with crazy eyes. Always assume you're being filmed. And always do everything humanly possible to hang on to a resident slice of poontang. Be a man.
Be a man. Experience!
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.